If you're good at taking pics and have a keen interest in nature, especially butterflies, this might be something for you. Soon, you can upload pics and report your butterfly sightings using an app, all in the name of science. It's part of a new citizen science project to learn more about, well, what I've even got to admit, and I'm not a big insect lover, but you can't not like butterflies. The project manager is Chris Sanderson, and he joins me now. Chris, welcome.
Thank you.
I mean, I think all insects are important, to be clear, but, you know, not all are as attractive as others, and these are amazing. Now, at the moment, what do we know about Australian butterfly populations, their numbers, how healthy they are? What is the data that we have on this?
You might be surprised. I mean, butterflies are some of our best-known invertebrates in this country, but we actually know next to nothing about their populations, even the ranges that they occur in. And certainly we can't say much at all about the trends that they might be undergoing that could tell us whether they're threatened species or not.
How did the idea for a citizen science project come about?
It's a long story, but in 2012, I discovered a new butterfly for Australia, which not a new species, but one that had actually originated in Sri Lanka and India, called the tawny costa. And I contacted Michael Braby, who was the author of one of the national field guides. And he said, well, that's amazing. But he also thought that it could be a biosecurity risk because it was a known crop pest in Asia. And so, you know, we collaborated on writing a paper about their discovery. And then he quickly went to work on whether they would become an issue for agriculture here, which fortunately they weren't. But that kind of got us thinking a little bit about, you know, that was a very fortunate discovery. I happened to be in the right place at the right time. And, you know, what would we need to do to sort of take advantage of that on a broader scale? And then when we were offered some funding through a citizen science grant round with the federal government, we had the opportunity to put that into practice to try and get citizen scientists to share their sightings with us.
So people share them through the app, and then what happens with the information?
So for the really common stuff that's occurring where it's supposed to be at the time of year that we know it occurs there, that will go through an automated filter just to make sure that everything's correct. But for things that are hard to identify, things that might be out of their range, stuff that we wouldn't expect to turn up in a place or a time that people are finding it, that'll go to a panel of experts. So we have butterfly experts, researchers, and also just very talented field naturalists who are donating their time to the project to help go through some of those trickier sightings and communicate with the volunteers and try and come to an answer as to what they've seen.
Now, Chris, you're also a bird expert, and this is National Bird Week, which of course means the annual Aussie Backyard Bird Count. What's that all about?
Well, birds are a little better known than butterflies. I think that the national database, the Atlas of Living Australia, holds about 43 million records of birds compared to about 250,000 records of butterflies. But nonetheless, we still don't know everything about birds, and there's still species that are in considerable amounts of trouble that we want to know more about. And I don't want to speak for BirdLife, who run the actual citizen science project that you're talking about, but you know, I can only see it as a good thing to get people out there and looking at birds and collecting data to send in for the experts to use.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris Sanderson is a scientist and manager of the Butterflies Australia project, and you can just look online for that. Document your butterflies, people. This is RN Drive.